Shavua Tov, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and Mishneh Yomi is in Chapter 3 of Pirkei Avot, Mishneh 18, then we'll be starting Chapter 4. Rabbi Eliezer ben Chisma Omer, Kinin means nests. Now what this refers to is the pairs of birds that were brought as karbanot, and it was a very complicated area of halacha because when we had two birds, one was a chatat, one was an ola. It was also quite a common karban because it was brought by a woman after childbirth to allow her to come back into the temple and eat from the offerings, for example, eating the karban Pesach with her family. And we're going to learn all about kinim. We have a whole masechta about the bird pairs in about a year. And we'll see it's a very complicated area of halacha. The Mishnah goes on in pitchei nida, and a woman becoming a nida. Now this is also complicated because certain days of the month she becomes a nida, which deraita, she goes to the mikveh after 7 days. But there's other days of the month that she could become a zava, from seeing the same thing, but on a different day, and that has a different halacha. So he says, hen gufei halachot. Both of these are essential halachot, essential laws of halacha lamaisa, even though they're complicated, and they're not topics that are often talked about at the dinner table, for instance. But still, Rabbi Eliezer says, it's essential for a Talmud Chacham, for a Rav who's paskening shailas, who's answering questions for people to master these complex areas. But he says, he compares to kufot, astronomy and the seasons and calculating the seasons and the stars, gematriot, and deriving things from the numbers that are based on the Hebrew letters. These things are parparot l'chochma. These are the condiments or the dip or the dessert for wisdom, meaning we do need these things to analyze Gemara and understand the law, but they're not the essential part of the law. They're not so practical and hands-on. There's amazing Gemara in Horayot 10a that says this same Rabbi Eliezer ben Chisma was a mathematical genius who could calculate the number of drops in the ocean. So he knew mathematics, but he was saying it's good to know, but we have to be very practical and know halacha lemaisa to help people to live their daily life. And this reminds us of King David, David the Melech. It's brought in the Gemara in Brachot, Dalet Amud Aleph, Brachot 4a, that compared to the other kings, he would get his hands dirty with blood, examining the afterbirth of women to see if there was actually a fetus in the afterbirth. He was an expert in Hilchot Nida, he was an expert in blood and discharge, and he was doing this Lahatri Shal Baila to try to be makel, to try to allow the married couple to resume their married life after they had had what could have been a miscarriage. So King David got his hands dirty and was very practical, and that is an essential task of a posek, of a rabbi. Let's go on to chapter 4. Benzoma Omenar. Benzoma, his real name is Shimon, the partner points out, and he died at a quite young age, as it is explained in the Gemara in Chagiga 14b. Famously, the four sages went up to Pardes. They went into a mystical delving, and only Rabbi Akiva came back normal. Benzoma, unfortunately, lost his sanity, and Ben Azai, who we'll quote tomorrow, actually lost his life through their mystical tour of Pardes. So Ben Zoma Omer, he was obviously a great gadol and a great sage. So it's not, you know, don't try this at home. Don't go to Pardes at home without Rabbi Akiva helping you. Ben Zoma Omer, Eizehu Chacham, who is truly wise? Halomed Mikol Adam, someone who learns from everybody, not just from the gedolim. Shneamar Mikol Melamdai, he's sculty, as King David says in Tehillim, from everyone who could teach me, I gained in knowledge, even people who were less than him. And the Bartner points out somebody who's learning from people who even are younger than him or less experienced with him, but they still have something to teach. This person, we see he's learning l'shem shemayim. He's not becoming a chacham to make himself great and get a reputation. He's becoming a chacham for the sake of chachmav. He's being l'shem shemayim. And Ben Zoma adds, Ezehu Gibor, who is truly strong? Who's the real hero? Hakovesh et Yitzro, the one who conquers his own inclination. He conquers his own temptations and desires, which is an ongoing battle every day of our lives, not just a one and done. Shneamar, as the Pasuk says in Mishle, in Proverbs chapter 16, Tov erech apayim migibor, it's better to be patient and in control of your anger, slow to anger, than the one who is a strong man. Moshe Berucho, it's better to rule over your own ruach, your own passions and desires, milochet ir. That's better than being able to conquer a city. Ben Zoma adds, famously, Ezehu Asher, who is truly wealthy, hasameach bechelko, the one who is happy with what he has. Shenemar, it says in Tehillim 128, Yegia kapecha ki tochel, when the labor of your hands is what you eat, Ashrecha, you are fortunate, v'tovlach, and it's good for you. And he expands this, Ashrecha b'olam hazeh, it's good for you in this world because you're providing for yourself and your family, v'tovlach le'olam haba, it's also good for you in the next world. As a person who's happy with what he has, he's not going to, God forbid, steal or become jealous or, you know, look badly upon the brachot Hashem has given him. He'll have hakaras atov, he'll have an appreciation for everything he has, and that will help him in the future world as well. He adds, Ezehu mechubad, who is the truly honored person? Hamechabed et habriot, one who honors all creations. Now, briot usually refers to human beings. We actually just had this in Rebbe Akiva's teachings in chapter 3, Mishnah 14, Chaviv Adam, the people are beloved to Hashem, Shenivra B'Tselem, that we are created in God's image. The idea here is respecting human beings, all human beings, regardless of who they are, is also, in a sense, respecting Hashem as well. Shneamar and Ben Zoma adds a pasuk for this, Ki Mechobedai Achabed, that Hashem says, those who honor me, I will honor them. Uvozai, and those who disgrace me, ye kolu, they will become light, or they will become, you know, less significant. And the Bartner points out an amazing thing, it's ye kolu me'atzmechem, they'll basically make themselves insignificant by trying to disrespect Hashem and his creations, but whoever does respect Hashem will be honored by Hashem himself. But the Bartner points out that when people curse Am Yisrael, they curse the tzaddikim and the Jewish people, then Hashem says, Mekol Alecha Aor, in Bereshis, about Abraham, Bereshis chapter 12, he says, those who curse you, I will actually curse. Whereas Hashem is saying, those who disrespect me, well, they'll just kind of fade away by themselves. So it's an amazing attitude, if you can take this attitude, if someone is, you know, coming after you, insulting you, God forbid, to try to ignore them and to respect them and respect all people as much as possible and let those people who are saying mean things, let them kind of burn themselves out with their own issues. Yishar kochachem, tizku le mitzvot.